718 700 W. Oh, man, how many times am I going to do that?
It's $5 every time.
It's reflex.
Third one.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to do? I haven't done ESPN.
But you're like a professional talk show.
I know, but it's all lead ins are just burned into my head. They just flow out of my mouth. And, yeah, but, and if only I'd written it down in front of me.
In your defense, you've had a tough week. It's been a stressful, tough week for you. Is that fair?
Now you're mocking me. You're mocking me. The weather change has messed up my sinuses. I just leave me alone.
Sit here, okay?
Yeah, just sit there and mind your own business. It's the Verdict Repair Roundtable Show at Long Neck Sports Grill and Wilder. Lance McAllister, Rocky Boyman. It's brought to you in part by Hawksworth Blood Centers. Hawksworth donors save lives. Who will you save? All right, enough of this nonsense. Let's get to it. Time for our weekly fantasy football fix. It is presented by Arlinghouse Plumbing, Heating, and Air, the Happy Home Guys. And there is one guy we turn to for such information from GetSportsInfo.com. That would be Dan Claskins. How are you?
What's up, gentlemen? How are we doing tonight?
We are well. We are ready to rock and roll with some fantasy football advice as we approach kickoff of the week tonight. Let's start with some buy low candidates. Give us some names to consider, Dan.
Oh, yes. As we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, Lance, owners early in the season overreact, and there's definitely some names to take advantage of. My top buy low candidate is quarterback Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. Gotten off to a pretty rough start. This guy was drafted right after Pat Mahomes coming off the board in most fantasy drafts, but the schedule's been a big part of it. He'll have another tough matchup this week against the Washington football team, although Daniel Jones didn't think that way last week. But then Houston, Kansas City, and Tennessee up next, so I like him. Antonio Gibson is definitely another guy that I was high on coming into the season, and he has not looked too good so far. A lot of it is because he's losing work to J.D. McKissick. And with Fitzpatrick out, it's not looking great. But I do think down the stretch, Gibson's going to be the cream will rise to the top. And if you can get him on the low end, he still could be an RB1 here for the majority of the season. I'm looking at Robert Woods for the Rams. He's been losing out to Cooper Kupp, who has an NFL-leading 38% target share. But Woods is going to stay involved. He's going to – I think it starts this week in a game I expect to be a bit of a shootout between Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady. And George Kittle, there's my final buy-low guy. Only 9 targets through 2 games. He has caught 8 of those balls, but the Niners' offense hasn't got going yet. If it does, Kittle, if he's healthy, will be an elite player. And right now, 9th among all tight ends with just 16% of his team's targets.
Dan, certainly some injuries are going to be a part of the Bengals-Steelers games. I know T. Higgins an injury, Ben Roethlisberger with the pec, but what other injuries to key fantasy players around the league?
Yeah, Rocky, you hit the nail on the head. That game's loaded with injuries. You mentioned Roethlisberger. Deontay Johnson, the fantasy guy that most owners are watching right now, he's not anywhere to be seen with this knee. T. Higgins with the shoulder issue didn't practice, but we mentioned Dalvin Cook last week, I believe. He's got an ankle issue, didn't practice yet. I think he goes tomorrow, but the real running backs we're going to be watching. Darrell Henderson with the Rams, he's battling through rib issue. Josh Jacobs, he didn't play for the Raiders last week with a toe injury. And Elijah Mitchell, who right now is probably the starting running back in San Fran, he don't play until Sunday night. He hasn't practiced all week, so that's a risky thing. And then some other receivers. The Cleveland receivers are always interesting. Jarvis Landry placed on IR with a knee issue. And it looks like Odell Beckham, barring a setback, he'll come back in week 3 here. So I don't know if I want to fire him into my lineups just yet, but certainly there. And a ton of quarterbacks, including Tyrod Taylor, outside of the night's game with the Texans.
I think we lost Dan.
I'm still here.
I'm sorry. I thought we lost him for a second. Give me some lineup advice. Who are we starting? Who are we sitting tonight?
Well, I don't know about many players tonight, Lance. This game is a little bit brutal. Yeah. I mean, under 43, I like tonight. But later in the week, I think there's some great plays. Jalen Hurts is among them. The second-year quarterback, he had a bit of a rough patch last week against San Francisco, but in a game that many expect to be a shootout on Monday night against the Cowboys, I think he's a must-play. Saquon Barkley, I'm safely putting him in all my lineups this week. One, the matchup's great with Atlanta, but then you also have the fact that, you know, he's coming off a pretty good week, broke off that 41-yard run. I'm not sure he's 100%, but he is an RB1 for the first time in my weekly rankings all season. Cortland Sutton, I'm keeping him going against the Jets. He's been the man for Denver. And then Jared Cook at tight end, another player there in that high-scoring matchup, Kansas City and the Chargers, that I like to look at.
Dan, always good catching up. If those listening want more advice, either tonight or this weekend, what are they going to find when they go to GetSportsInfo.com?
Yeah, check out all the free content there. You got the rankings to help you out with your fantasy picks, all my bets as well, and the podcast I drop every Friday over there. Lance, you can always hit me on Twitter at Dan Plaskins.
Excellent, as always. Thank you for the time. We'll talk next week.
All right, buddy. Have a good night.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Plaskins, GetSportsInfo.com. Reminder, next week will be Wednesday. I should have let Dan know.
You're going to have to call me because I'm going to screw it up.
Yeah, I'll have to let you know as well. We're here. Bengals play Thursday night against Jacksonville. That is the Ring of Honor game. So we are on one night earlier, Wednesday night, 6 to 7:40 here. 7:40 due to the fact we're on 700 WLW and the Reds play the White Sox that night. So we will lead into Reds coverage on 700 WLW. A couple of notes before the bottom of the hour on the college football weekend preview. I meant to ask you this in the last segment. Oh, it was about preparing and changes. Did you happen to watch? Did you watch Peyton and Eli this week?
Of course, yeah.
I didn't watch as much of it this week, but I'm fascinated by, and you understand how meticulous Peyton is. Certainly, the preparation for weather conditions and the wet footballs and Jeff Saturday, and it's just he leaves. It's the classic: don't leave any stone unturned. That's
no,
Peyton Manning.
He doesn't thinks of everything, like a battlefield commander thinks of everything: the weather, the terrain,
yes,
you know, the opponent, everything. Leave nothing to chance, and that way you're never surprised by anything. And he was never any situation was he ever surprised about.
What did you – any observations this week compared to the first week?
Can we talk about Gronk?
Yes. Oh, yes, we could. Even the film thing. I forgot. Yeah, we've got time.
By the way, if people didn't see it, Gronk – I mean, Peyton somehow asked the question about, like, how much film do you watch? And Gronk said he doesn't watch film, right? Like, he'll watch it during the course of meetings and there, but he doesn't watch the extra film by himself, to which I think Peyton probably just choked. You're talking about a guy that's watching all kinds of film. I didn't know how to take it. I mean, part of me was like, really? Part of me was like that, but then part of me was like, you know what? Look, if do what's working for you. And I will say this. I think there's a lot of players and analysts that watch a lot of tape so they can say they watch a lot of tape. And they're not really actually getting anything out of it. I think you have to learn how to watch tape. You have to know what you're looking at. I personally, as my career went on, Lance, I got more out of watching my practice tape.
Really?
Yeah, I would. So after every practice, I would rewatch the entire practice over. Huh. That way I could see myself in the situations, in the coverage, in the what the plays I'm going to get. Of course, I would watch the other team, but I bet you I spent more time, because my thought was, if I know what I'm doing, it doesn't matter what they do or who's doing it to me. So I was a little frustrated to hear Gronk say he doesn't watch tape. Part of, you know, like, how much better could he be if he did? But if it's working, it's working.
It is amazing to me what players have access to at home on an iPad where you can dial up. Give me, if you're the Bengals, give me the Steelers' third and long situations over the last 5 years or whatever.
Boom.
Anything you want is right there at your fingertips.
Right there. Yeah, I mean, technology's it's great. I mean, hell, even as an analyst, I got access to every single college game that's ever been played this entire year and last year and the year before. So, boom, you just pull it up.
And I would think, and I thought of this when Gronk said it, there's that line of information, and then it's the paralysis by analysis overload of – Am I going to be out of my route thinking, all right, what did the tape say, and then I get clocked? I mean, there's got to be a point where it becomes natural. It's the preparation, then you play it out on the field. You can't get bogged down by it.
That's exactly right, and I found in my career sometimes the games that I felt like I had the most preparation for, or necessarily my best. So there's a fine line, exactly to your point. And the, you know, when you study tendencies, you got to go into it with the understanding that the other team, they self-scout. So they know what they're doing, and they're going to change it. So, I mean, I'll never forget we had a guy who, a cornerback when I was with the Titans, Andre Dawson. He's like, in practice, he's like, every time they're in this formation, they run, you know, an 8 yard out, and I'm going to jump it. And every time, jump. So what do you do? He jumps it out, up, down the sideline. And I'll never, from that day on, I'm like, I am not going to get bogged down with all these tendencies and statistics and all that.
All right, good stuff. Bottom of the hour, let's do this. Still ahead, we'll do the Mercy Health Minute with Rock. We'll do the Kelsey Chevrolet College Football Weekend Preview, and that will include perhaps a minute or two on Notre Dame, Wisconsin. All of that to sort through and more. He's Rocky, I'm Lance. Furniture Fair Roundtable Show. We're at Long Neck Sports Grill in Wilder. We're hanging out till 8. It's all presented by your Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky Honda dealers on ESPN 1530, Cincinnati Sports Station.